I would like to have you do today what you did the last time. You can make your own count from 1 to 20. Now you know that this time is a change. And go very deeply into a trance. I would like you to learn that no matter what any person believes, your belief, your unconscious belief, your unconscious knowledge is all that counts. In the course of living from infancy on, you acquired knowledge, but you could not keep all that knowledge in the foreground of your mind. In the development of the human being, learning in the unconscious becomes available in any time of need. When you need to feel comfort, you can feel comfort. When you have a need for relaxation, you can have it. And many times in the past, you have been able to hear something and to forget it immediately. It is a common experience when being introduced, you shake hands and go on to the next person and wonder what Mrs. Jones' name is. Your mind has that knowledge, and you don't even need to know that you have it. Months later, you can meet Mrs. Jones on the street and spontaneously call her by her name. You don't even need to know when or where you met, for when the occasion arises, your unconscious will supply that knowledge. And as soon as you know, only you and I, or you and my voice are here, your hand will move slightly on its own accord. Here is only here, nothing more. You don't even need to know your name. As you learned a long time ago, you are me, and me was everything. I would like to have you count backwards 20 to 1 and begin the count right now. Think about what you think you've experienced and how you feel about those experiences. There are probably odd feelings, aren't there? And it's a nice thing to learn because it will teach you objectivity, which will enable you to do the right things at the right time, in the right way, A little exercise by yourself is good for her. You really think you are awake, don't you? That's right, you don't. You may be aware of another presence here, your unconscious mind making herself known. Perhaps in several ways, who else? Are there sounds here? And those are nice sounds, aren't they? And think about how you feel about being in a trance with your eyes wide open. You might like it because you know what's going on and what is going on. Are you enjoying yourself? Think about how your unconscious would answer, "What am I doing? Anything else?" And how are you perceiving me, hearing me? What else do you see? Can you look and not see? And we can all be alone here. Or your unconscious can join us just as if they were a separate person and you can look at your unconscious. You can tell your unconscious to count to 20. What changes do you notice in her? What else do you notice? Do you think she knows her hands are there? You don't need to know where your hands are. Your unconscious doesn't need to know where her hands are. And in some way, I want you to see someone who is someone between you and me whom you haven't seen in many years. And who is this person? Now speak to them. Now listen to what I say carefully and really understand what I say. Why did that person just leave? They did, you know. Where were they sitting? Can you look over in the direction of the place where they were sitting? And what kind of chair were they sitting on? Tell me when you think they left, and were they willing to go? Did you enjoy seeing them? Now, is there anyone else you would like to see that you haven't seen for a long time? Everything is fine. Very, very fine. I want you to feel very pleased with yourself, would you? Now listen to my words very carefully. Listen to them very carefully and understand them. Do you think another person will appear. Close your eyes, and shortly I am going to awaken you, and when I awaken you, it will seem to you as if you had just sat down and were waiting. Waiting for me to begin. Is that all right? Now I'm going to start the count now. 28, 16, 3, 2, 1. How do you feel? Are you ready to begin our work together today? And what do you think we will do? You might not know. And what do you think your unconscious is doing? Have you or I bored her that much? Is she asleep? Now go far away, very far away. And wonder, have I done anything to you of which you are unaware? Are you sure now? Have you ever seen a dispute between the conscious and unconscious mind? Now watch your right hand. If I have done a great deal with you, this time your right hand will lift. Now, have I done a great deal with you this time? And how much? Would I know anything about you that I didn't know before? And what would that be? Would you be able to tell me more? And when? Could you tell me more than before? And what is your hand doing? Do you believe yourself or your hand? Have you forgotten what I did with you? Consciously forgotten? And did you see anybody here today? Anybody else? Anybody else? Do you know you are in a trance right now? You really can go into a trance effectively. You can enjoy using your abilities. A process that you don't know you have. But abilities that are in your unconscious mind. Your eyes are wide open and adjusting so it won't get dark. I am going to awaken you, and I want you to be very surprised. You won't be able to bend your legs. And you won't, will you? You will see them, but you won't be able to feel them after I awaken you. Agreed? 20, 19, 18, 15, 12, 10, 9, 8. 5, 3, 2, 1. Are you ready to check on your awareness now? And how do you really feel? How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel when your legs don't work? It doesn't distress you, does it? And you can do that with any part of your body anytime it is necessary. You can also use them anytime it is necessary. Anytime you need to, you will be in full possession of your abilities. Do you understand that? That's right. Do you think you're wide awake? That's right. Close your eyes, and now this time you can awaken when I say one. Now, one. And what is the different feeling you have now? That's right. Think about anything else you would like to add. And it's all right to feel that way anyway, but you don't have to be off balance. You can feel any way you want to, but you don't have to be any way that you don't want to be. It is nice to feel warm when you are cold. It is nice to be cold when you are warm. And how is it when you feel wet all over? And describe that feeling for me. All right. You can be dry now, and now I'm going to do something. I want you to have a certain feeling and a contrary knowledge. I want you to feel naked from the waist up, even though you know you are dressed from the waist up. I want you to feel naked. And do you want your unconscious to look at you? Do you want me to look at you? There is a contradiction, isn't there? It might make you uncomfortable, mightn't it? It is a delightful thing to be able to use your mind consciously and unconsciously. Now I would like to do something which involves some rather complicated mental phenomena. And are you willing to do that? I'm glad you said that. If your unconscious thinks you have a far better memory of your childhood than you think, you have a better memory of your childhood than you know about. Do you mind looking back at your childhood? Close your eyes. I would like to have you be puzzled by something that you can see. I need some information first. Did your family have a garden when you were very young? All right. I would like to have you be puzzled by something that you can see on the other side of a garden. It is a little girl. She is a nice little girl. Maybe she's doing something she shouldn't be doing. Maybe she has dirty hands or a dirty face. And I would like to have you clutch that child, hold her, and hold her. I would like to have you watch her grow up and really watch that child grow up and notice the changes in her. There are going to be many changes, many conflicting ideas, believing, unbelieving, some things that can't be shared with strangers, and I want that little girl to grow up. After a while, you will notice that the little girl is really you. So be interested in watching you. Look at her with interest and appreciation, and you can know anything you wish about her. But you will tell those things to me that you can share with strangers. Notice at times you forget that girl is you, and then you suddenly realize, yes, it is. Notice that she is getting a different feeling about her body. Notice that at times that girl thinks to herself, is this really me? Notice that at times you look at that girl, you can see yourself, that really isn't me. But yes, it is. But it isn't. But it is. Have a very delightful time. And time is so long. No matter how short the watch says time is, it is really long. And since you are going to share some of that knowledge with me, and pick out certain definite things that you can share with strangers. But only those that can be shared with strangers. You have seen movies of flowers opening, and in the same way you look at that little girl growing up, from a little bud till full bloom rose. And when you have completed really looking at her, you will awaken and tell me those things that you are willing to share.